Sarti is the father of two daughters in their teens. He's also a physics professor and the associate dean of science at SMU. Hello, both of you. Welcome to Main Street.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Aldona, who or what first fostered your interest in science?
I would definitely have to say it's my parents who answered all my pesky questions about what is the moon and why is it up there.
So this was an innate interest and they encouraged you?
Certainly.
What characteristics do kids possess at an early age that can make them good learners of what we call the STEM subjects?
Well, kids are natural explorers and manipulators of things. They can focus for a long time on, you know, throwing something up and down and just watching what it does. And that's what a lot of scientists do, is manipulate things and see how nature works.
Why do you think your parents encouraged you the way they did?
They wanted to answer all my questions, and I think that they saw science as a valuable field to participate in.
Your daughter's 2.5 years old. Is that too young an age to engage?
I don't think so. I think that's certainly the right age to start answering all the questions, just as they're forming speech and getting really curious about the world.
What kinds of science questions does she ask?
Well, the most recent one was, where did that ice cube go in the cup of water that we were having at dinner?
Adam, your daughters are in grades 9 and 11. What interest do they show in science, technology, engineering, or math?
Oh, they are quite interested now in science, I think. They've had it all around them their whole life, and I think that was our goal, is to always expose them to science and make it normal, and so they've been doing it all along.
What are some of the things that you did to get your kids interested in STEM subjects at an early age?
I think very early we were always trying to show them things, so we would take them to the Discovery Center every weekend and to the Museum of Natural History and just continue to try to show them things and to be curious. And I would do crazy things like do water rockets at their birthday parties and try to just bring the science that I have at work home to them to make it part of the normal life.
Do you think that you made an extra effort because your kids are girls?
I think I did, yes. I think that I knew the statistics and was worried that they would be left behind. And so to avoid that, my wife and I were always just making sure that they were exposed and we got them involved in activities. They got involved with the first Lego League when we lived in Bedford doing that and became a girls' team doing quite well. So we put them into things that maybe girls wouldn't have otherwise traditionally done.
And in those activities that weren't, you know, things that you were doing at home, were they afforded the same opportunities and did they receive the same encouragement as their male peers?
I think they did. I think through the young ages it seems to be now, you know, becoming evened out that young girls, even up through junior high, are still, it's normal for them to be involved in the STEM subjects. It was interesting when they did well with their all-girls team at first Lego League that the media story wasn't about this great team coming out of Nova Scotia. It was about the fact that there were three girls on the team. So it would be nice if that wasn't abnormal, that was normal, but I think up till then still there's, at the young ages it seems to be getting better that girls are involved in the sciences.
Aldona, how important do you think it is to start young, to get girls interested in the STEM sectors?
Well, the research coming out of Mount St. Vincent seems to show that it's all important, in fact, that they start young, because by the time they get to high school, when outreach programs are targeting them, their minds are often made up to not go into science already.
Do you think that fostering an interest in STEM subjects at an early age would actually bridge the gender gap?
I think so. It would certainly help. The numbers have not been changing for a long time in fields like physics and engineering, where it's been 20% women consistently for the last 20 years that I remember. So we certainly need to step up the efforts to start changing those numbers for real.
What's the biggest hurdle that you faced in pursuing a career in STEM?
Well, I had this unique experience that I went to an all-girls public high school where I didn't see any gender differences and we were all normal girls doing science. And then one day in September, I started engineering and I ended up in an all-boys school. And that's when I really noticed that, you know, I'm not like the others. And I think that took a lot of getting used to. To that switch of environment.
An all-boys school, sort of unofficially an all-boys school.
Absolutely, yeah.
Adam, based on what you've seen, how well are girls represented in the classrooms of STEM subjects at SMU, for instance?
I think we're pretty representative at SMU. I think STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. I think in science, girls are very well represented overall. The problem that is still with us is that in technology, engineering, and mathematics, not so much. I think what we see is a lot of girls ending up in the life sciences. So in biology and health sciences, there really are a lot of girls and women studying. The gap is still in the more physical sciences and engineering, and that's where there's really still a lot of work to do. I think that the, as I said earlier, that at the young age it seems quite normal for girls to be doing the sciences, but there's a change that happens somewhere in high school where the girls seem to leak away out of the physical sciences and towards the life sciences, and that's something I think we have to pay attention to and keep working on.
Have you seen that start with your girls?
I see it start with my girls. My girls are a little unusual because they live with a nuclear physicist, and we keep exposing them to that, but the goal is to try to make that more normal.
Aldona, other than engaging girls at a young age, what more can be done to get women into STEM careers?
Well, for me, what's been really important is personal role models. So my mother was an engineer. My doctoral supervisor was a woman, in fact, the first woman to be hired into the tenure track position at the University of Toronto way back in 1995, which is not that long ago. And so seeing yourself in somebody who's up further along in the field, seeing that reflection is all important and all encouraging.
Do you remember consciously realizing that?
After I realized that I had ended up in an all-boys school de facto, then I started paying attention. Yeah, I was lucky to be quite naive of this until quite late, you know, after getting into university. But after you realize that you're by yourself, yeah, it becomes very important to see somebody else who is like you, that you can look up to.
What's at stake, do you think? Why does it matter whether women choose to pursue careers in STEM or not?
Well, there's a shortage of skilled people to be working in this sector, and women could be filling this gap, and these are very well-paying jobs as well that women could be taking up. And also on a more other side of thinking about it is that the field could be richer for the participation of women in it and the female perspective and female ideas. Diversity is a strength, and women could help build that in STEM.
Hey, Adam, what do you think?
I agree. I think that... Sorry, I forgot the question.
Why does it matter if women are represented in STEM?
I was so much listening to Aldona's answer. It was so good. I think it matters because there's no reason for it to be different. They're really, what I see, the aptitude of girls in the STEM subjects is the same as the aptitude of boys. And so it always puzzles me when I see suddenly a class, in a physics class, where there's, you know, 15% women. So where do they go? Because I saw them a couple of years ago in junior high, and they were doing just as well. So I think that, for me, the big thing is that there's no reason for it to be different, so let's make it not different.
Aldona Wycheck, Adam Sardi, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
Aldona Wycheck is a mom and an assistant professor of environmental science and physics at St. Mary's University. Adam Sardi is a dad and a physics professor and the associate dean of science at St. Mary's University. If you want to talk about your own experience with STEM careers, you can call us at 1-888-686-6246 or mainhfx@cbc.ca. We'll be right back.